Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You know, when you're elected mayor of the biggest city in this country, the number one thing that you have to do, even though you've campaigned on affordability and stuff like that, is take a shot at Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, since I know you're watching, I have four words for you. Turn the volume up. We will hold bad landlords to account. Because the Donald Trumps of our city have grown far too comfortable taking advantage of their tenants. We will put an end to the culture of corruption that has allowed billionaires like Trump to evade taxation and exploit tax breaks.
So that was angry Zohran last night, which is interesting. Even the panel on CNN pointed out it was a little bit of a different tone now that he's the victor. Brian Kilmeade, you heard him on the radio here this morning. You saw him on TV. He is the co-host of Fox and Friends, back with us this afternoon for his weekly visit. Godspeed in your neck of the woods. Brian, how are you this afternoon?
It's going to be crazy, but I will say that we heard that same tone when he was assemblyman in 2022 and in Queens at Forest Hills two Sundays ago with his fellow socialists. They were chanting, tax the rich. I mean, what are we talking about? Is this the French Revolution?
Well, so, apparently, yeah. It's seemingly that's where we're heading. But what do you think? You know, look, I started with the monologue here. I think, you know, you don't want to overreact. I saw J.D. Vance comment on that, but you also don't want to underreact. And there are warning signs and things that popped through, I think, yesterday, in particular with the margins. Now, these are states, for the most part, out where you are. Purple states do not really exist. I've heard people say Virginia is a purple state. Virginia is a blue state, Brian, right?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, it was what gave people hope that it was going purple. But if you look at these margins now, yeah. I mean, my goodness, how did Menorris lose to that guy who's talking about killing families?
Okay, let's start there. That's the one thing I had not addressed in the opening. And that, you know, when I woke up this morning, that was the one thing, and I saw some of the results last night. I just don't get that. What are we missing here, for example, in the Midwest when we see the coverage of this story and the horrible things that that guy texted out? And Virginia voters decide, I guess, that Donald Trump is worse, the Republicans are Nazis and evil, and they put him as the chief law enforcement officer of the state of Virginia. That one baffles me.
It's stunning. It just, except for people that want to lift off that line. If people vote, you have a straight line. People maybe got lazy, and they just thought, oh, who cares? But you should really care about your attorney general. And the guy who's doing the attorney general is doing a great job. I'm sure they prefer Democrat, but not this guy. This guy was so bad, they were afraid to even say, you know, they should have just said, I no longer endorse him. Instead, they just stopped mentioning his name. So Spamberger and the lieutenant governor really had no shot, it seems, John Reed. So you just have the margins. It was stunning to me to see her win by that much, number one. And number two, in New Jersey, Jack Cittarelli was extremely impressive. He's on his feet, talking to people, worked every county, every street. Went to minority neighborhoods and got crushed.
Yeah, and have you seen the demographic breakdown? I didn't see New Jersey, but look, a lot of this looks like it's driven by younger women in particular.
Yeah, and for remember when we heard about this, it was about abortion. Well, that's you lost women because you overturned Roe v. Wade. All right, what's the deal now? So what, you know, why do women think it's better not to have a responsible person as attorney general? What did they, you know, what do they see an extremist Muslim candidate as lieutenant governor? Spanberger's very well known in the area. I don't know Virginia that well, even though we got a great affiliate there. But the women really that turned off by Jack Cittarelli. He was 1.4 years ago. Now he's even more experienced getting against a woman who's extremely flawed as a candidate. My goodness. And she crushed him. So yeah. I really don't know. What they said is, and I'll give you a theory. A theory is they ran against Trump. Most of the ads run against Trump. So Jack Cittarelli, friends with Trump, and then they go after Trump. And Trump would not win in New Jersey and has never won in Virginia. So you're on a pretty good course there.
Yeah, and you know the thing is, you can look at these things, and if Trump's not on the ballot, and obviously I think Winsom Sears did not endorse Trump, so he didn't get involved in that race, and maybe it would have hurt her. Maybe they looked at the you know the situation, and it would have ended up hurting her if he gets too involved because of the anti-Trump sentiment. But my friend John Ziegler pointed out something this morning, and he's one that is not a big fan of some of the MAGA side of the equation. Although John is certainly far from a Democrat, but he said if you look at what happened, you know, he says Trump won on a fluke. In 16, I don't really believe it was a fluke. It was a different time, and I think he caught a moment. Yeah. But then he says, look, got crushed in 18, lost an incumbent in 20, got generally beaten in 22, ran against a geriatric who was replaced under absurd circumstances by a horrible candidate in 24, helped cause a disaster in 25. Now, I think John is putting a little bit too much of the disaster spin on this, but there's no doubt that when Trump's not on this ballot, people are not motivated to come out in an election like this.
Well, I don't know. What is 2022? They got 2022, they got the Senate. So that's a midterm election under Joe Biden. So they got the Senate and they flipped the House. So now they're in power again in the Senate. They have the House and they have the president. Now, keep in mind, Kamala Harris got $1 billion, 107 days, no scrutiny, no worry about wearing her out and exposing her during the primary season. She gets to run from the White House. So, you know, for a while they said, how can she be beat? They couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe how great she was. New spirit. So now they want to rewrite and says weak candidate. When you say fluke in 2016, no, I mean, that's just a lazy
statement. Well, I don't agree with that. I mean, John and I disagree on a lot of stuff. Yeah.
It's just a dumb statement. Yeah. Because you see the electoral votes. You see how he won Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. Is that a fluke?
No.
In fact, is Wisconsin a fluke and Pennsylvania a fluke?
No, what was a fluke is a lot of us, and I'll admit to being one of these people, kind of missed some of the tea leaves. Now, I knew that there were working class people, you know, in my neck of the woods that were very disappointed and were going to vote for Trump. I just was one that didn't think he could electorally, you know, carry those other states. And let's face it. He did it a couple of times. So I don't agree with everything that was in that tweet. But when it comes to the deeper meaning here with Mamdani in particular, Brian, because look, Brandon Johnson, we have a mayor here in St. Louis that actually is doing her job and she's not attaching her name to national issues. But when you hear Mamdani talking about Trump,
if anyone can show a nation betrayed by Donald Trump how to defeat him, it is the city that gave rise to him.
So I thought he was supposed to be mayor of New York City, not someone who's always butting heads and making Donald Trump the story. Didn't he campaign on affordability and, you know, grocery stores that are owned by the government? Why do you even have to mention Trump? Well, you do because it's the only thing that matters to these Democrats.
Yes. And what happens is maybe we could not focus on what he's not getting done and focus on his who got the best tweet off or TikTok post against Trump. So I just think that they'll be nonstop. Remember congestion pricing? We got it. Trump's still trying to take it away from Hochul. So if you think that he's serious about that, if you don't think he's, you know, if you thought he was serious about that, he's indefatigable. He's not going to stop. And when it comes to New York, he's going to make sure they don't get anything. Look, we watched New York get dumped on with all the illegal immigrants. They wouldn't even let Eric Adams into the White House. The FBI grabbed his phone. I still don't know what he did. So New York paid a price because Eric Adams spoke up and said illegal immigration is killing the city. It's costing us billions. They didn't get billions. Instead, he got ripped. Got ripped by the administration and ignored. So what do you think that Mondani is going to need a lot of federal funding? They got to get all these infrastructure projects going. They got to get money for their subways, but they don't want to protect their subways. And by the way, I think we're going to lose Jessica Lynch as police commissioner. The flyer commissioner already resigned. Says they want no part of this guy.
Wow.
His stance on Jews. So he's out. I hope Jessica Lynch says I'm done. Because even though it would be bad for me because it jeopardizes crime and punishment, He does not want to empower his police commissioners. He wants to make sure an independent panel decides if a cop needs to be disciplined, and they want to send social workers to domestic disputes.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Unbelievable. Brian Kilmeade back with us this afternoon. Do you think, or are you sensing anything today as far as a shifting sentiment on the shutdown? We're at day 36 now, so we're a little bit of record territory, and there doesn't seem to be any movement. But there's a lot of concern. I know you've probably talked about this with air travel and some of the delays, and we're getting close to the holidays. So what are you hearing on Capitol Hill or from Capitol Hill?
I heard it's going to end this week. So that's what I'm hoping. Because, the Democrats, all they do is provide five senators. Republicans aren't moving. They're not going to say, you know what? Let's bring USAID back and all those things we said about it. You know what?
Let's refund NPR.
Let's extend Obamacare. Let's just take a loss.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. That is not going to happen for sure. What do you got coming up on Sunday night?
I think you guys are going to love it. Mike Rowe and Jim Farley. He is the president of Ford. Mike Rowe is Mr. Blue Collar. They're working together to try to get that workforce, pipe fitters, plumbers, and blue collar workers to build some of these power stations. And they're going to come on and talk about that. And we're going to talk about what Farley saw when he went to China. And he says, we're out of the car business if we let Chinese cars in here. They have slave, basically making pennies on the dollar, putting together a very good solid cars, but the finances don't really add up. So it will be impossible to compete. And what they're doing in manufacturing is really impressive and doing a lot of robotics. I'm going to talk about that. 16,000 laid off at Amazon. What does that mean for blue-collar workers? 16,000. UPS has got 8,000 are leaning off. What's that going to mean for everybody? And Senator Dave McCormick is going to be on. And we're working on the woman, professional soccer player, played 11 years in the league, really respected, didn't take a knee when everyone was doing that during George Floyd riots. Came out and demanded the NWSL make a policy on men in women's professional soccer, and her teammates turned on her, had press conferences calling her out.
You have perfectly set me up.
3 minutes today. I'm thinking about getting her on Sunday.
I want to thank you for making a perfect segue this afternoon, because I'm going to speak with the one, the only Michelle Tafoya on that very topic about Elizabeth Eddy and all that National Women's Soccer League stuff, because I find it interesting. Brian, you have a great week, a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right,
take care.
Mark.
Yep. One Nation airs 9 p.m. Sunday night here on, on television, on Fox. He has the radio show here on 97.1 FM Talk. By the way, just to close the loop on some of the meanings and interpretations from last night, my friend David Strom, who's over at Hot Air, I think summed it up this way. What does it all mean, right? What lessons should we learn? What's the takeaways from last night? One, Democrats are fine with politicians who talk about killing Republicans. That's indisputable. Second, voters respond to economics more than rhetoric, and while the economics of Democrats don't add up, economic anxiety means people want to change. I think there's truth to that. Third, the young are truly, madly, deeply stupid and ill-educated. No doubt about that one. Fourth, young women. Well, it's obvious that there is a mental health crisis. It will hopefully burn itself out somehow, or not. Dave said, civilizations do fall, and it's usually because they rotted from within. It's scary, some of the stuff's out there. And I know that, you know, Brian said something about some of the job losses. I've had a topic for a little while because I want to kind of tie that in with AI and some of the things that are happening, because I do think that some of the AI stuff is frightening right now and the implications of that. The Wall Street Journal had a piece about 10 days ago about some of these layoffs and the implications for white collar workers in particular. So that's a topic I'm going to probably explore a little bit more. Might have to wait until next week. Michelle Tafoya is coming up here. She's the host of the Michelle Tafoya podcast for nearly three decades. Of course, she reported on football, etc. She's joining us next on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.